This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Hinch. Joining me, we have FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
Spike Lou, if you can hear him.
What up,
bro? and Shelton J.
Just what's happening? What's happening?
And Nicky Duce.
What's up? Well,
it's just Nick.
Oh, Nick, my bad, bro. I got caught up.
That was a chapter in my life I'm trying to avoid, but it keep coming back.
So, yeah, I am going to hand this thing off and go figure out why I'm getting levels but no sound from Spike. But right now we have the game on. It's the play-in tournament. And the Hawks, I heard Spike said we're up 20. And now it is closer than that. That's an 8-point game. Yep. So yeah. Anyway, so Nick is all yours, brother. Let me go see what's going on here.
Well, I mean, obviously it has to be a basketball episode, so I ain't even gonna address nothing really football related.
Spike turned his mic off on purpose.
Yeah. Spike's Spike is gonna watch the game while we talk about it for a bit. Right now we're just gonna talk about the play-in. You know what I'm saying? And there's some interesting things that's happened leading into the play-in, like the Mavericks not making the play, purposefully not trying to make the playoffs at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
They are under investigation.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Really? They didn't do Philly like that when we knew they was tanking?
This is different.
Yeah,
and that's the reason why they created the whole play-in tournament, is so that way you wouldn't tank, because now you have more opportunity to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think Rob Costa says Luka Don Cheeks missed the play-in. But yeah, we watching Atlanta versus Miami, the first play-in game of the 2023 NBA post. Well, they said that these games don't really count in the records at all.
Yeah, not so.
They don't. Like you could have a 90-point game in this bitch and it don't mean nothing.
Nothing.
But you'll have a play-in tournament stats.
In the play-in.
Yeah.
Like eventually, this is
another. Yeah, because it's a thing.
Individual thing.
Speaking of that Dallas thing, did y'all know that Dallas at the time of the trade had a 90% chance of making the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tank this whole time.
No.
No, they know that it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Kyrie is very volatile.
Nah, don't blame this on Kyrie.
It's not on Kyrie.
And he's been balling, too. He's playing his best basketball with Dallas.
This is not on Kyrie. This is bad roster management. I said it before.
100%. But acquiring Kyrie made this go the way that it did. Because, in trades, you give up depth for the singular asset.
So then why are you blaming Kyrie for that?
Yeah, well, no.
I can't come here and say it.
It's a byproduct of acquiring Kyrie.
But that's what
he's a cancer, regardless of how you get him.
But that's
the stigma he carries.
Well, what a problem with it is, like we talked about at the time, we all spoke on here. You trade away defense, you trade away a lot of assets and a lot of pieces that were important in the heart of that team. You trade away a player like Dorian Finney-Smith, them guys like that. Believe it or not, they mean the most because they're the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no dogs right now. Mm-hmm. It ain't them light skinned boys.
You have two dogs actually.
Who?
Yeah,
no,
they're not the dogs.
I'm talking about the dude. When I say
you talking about the garbage people, the people that do the garbage.
I'm not talking about. They're upper talent. I'm talking about those guys that get down in the trenches. That's gonna stop. Like I got KD. Don't worry about that.
Shane Battier's in the world. Dudes like that, championship role players. We knew that they lost them.
Yes.
Now here's the thing, Lou. Let's just talk
his mic. His mic is still off. So
okay, no, we could. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So look, everybody. No, I'm going to give you this. Or take Ken's mic.
Yeah, take Ken's mic
for right now. So, look, Lou, the history is this. LeBron James left for Miami. Kyrie Irving was drafted number one in Cleveland, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kyrie Irving for several years had that team, and he was supposed to be the star. That was going to take him from LeBron
in Cleveland, right,
to
right.
You know, the next era, the next chapter, right?
Right.
Did it happen, right? But we all saw the singular talent that Kyrie Irving was. They drafted Deion Waiters. I never understood the logic for it, saying, oh, we want another ball handler. Nigga, you got Kyrie Irving. They should have drafted Andre Drummond in that draft. I always say it, right? Fast forward, LeBron comes back, they win. Kyrie feels the type of way.
Right. He's young.
He's young. I get it to a degree.
It's my team. Y'all told me it was my team.
100%. Mm-hmm. So he decides to go to Boston. What did Boston do?
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Without him when he got injured.
He got injured, so
I understand. But when he's on the court, outside of playing with LeBron James, he's been singularly spectacular. But as a team, like they're mediocre at best. Every opportunity that he's been at.
Here's why I would dispute that on. When I go to Cleveland, you guys told me that this was my team.
Okay.
I didn't know LeBron was coming back. So, of course, I'm young. I'm going to feel a type of way, right? Mm-hmm. I go to Boston.
But we won a chip, though.
That's true. But, I mean, you know how young niggas are, bro. Like, we can't. Okay. We got to attribute that to him being a young
guy. No rationale.
Right. Okay. No rationale. He don't understand what they could have built together, just like Shaq leaving Orlando. Mm-hmm. Same thing in Boston. Mm-hmm. You go to Boston and you say, okay, I'm willing to sign here for a long time, but Jaylen Brown don't like me. We don't get along. Jason Tatum, he in the middle. So my homeboy KD hits me up and he's like, well, if you come to Brooklyn, you know, we can figure it out. And we'll probably win a lot of championships, right? Okay, so I can leave and go to Brooklyn. Like, I ain't got to re-sign in Boston because this don't seem like the fit for me. People here don't really fuck with me. My question would be, why does Kyrie continue to get the blame when he's admit, like, he's taking a step back? I'm going to let LeBron be the guy. I'm going to let Tatum or Brown be the guy. I'm going to let KD be the guy. Even in Dallas, y'all calling me here, and I will let Luka be the guy. But yet in some way, because people disagree with my politics, I'm the cancer.
I don't think it's all that.
Some of it is, but not.
But it's not even politics. It's the lack of leadership that Kyrie
I'm not the man,
has.
Though. Why do I got to
be
his team?
He was. See, the thing of it was, Brooklyn, that was his team. He was there before KD.
No. That was KD's team.
He was there before KD.
Right, but KD was the reason he went there.
What I'm saying is it was already his. He was there, and it was already established. Plus, even if he'd have Robin on that team, you're the most one of the most integral pieces to that unit. And when you're in and out of the lineup for God knows whatever reasons, it's very difficult, whether it be COVID or whether it be personal reasons or whatever, you just need some time off. Whatever it is that you need, that takes away from that team's unit. That's why that team couldn't win more than anything else. They couldn't keep everybody on the court. And a lot of times it was him. Most of the time it was him.
Well, what happened in Cleveland, you know, he got his spotlight taken from him, but they won a title. So it is what it is. What happened in Boston was no one expected the young boys, as far as at the time, Tatum and Brown, to excel the way they did while he was there. I think he was there for them to be built around him, but it ended up being reversed, and that kind of gave a weird dynamic of like who's going to defer to who
in Boston.
So I think he left out of that. In Brooklyn, I think he did take – that's when he started taking back seats, because that's when KD is obviously the better player between the two, and he did that. And if it wasn't for injuries, they could have stopped Milwaukee from winning their first title. And then now we're in Dallas, bro. He ain't even been there for about 3-4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I can't blame him for this, especially when Luka's the better player between the two, at least what most NBA people will say.
And well, especially when if I'm Jason Kidd or if I'm Mark Cuban, and my team come and tell me, hey, let's go get Kyrie and we can compete. You guys sitting down the last game of the season when I got two of the best gunners in the league, like, we get in a one-game play-in scenario, who knows what'll happen? Like, you got Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. You got to check me in the playoffs for that. Like, who knows what's going to happen?
So we know the reason for that, though. The reason for that is because of that pick.
I don't want to hear about that talk.
I mean, no, 100%. That's what it is, though.
That's what it is.
No, I agree with
that. That's
insane, but that's what it is.
It's the dumbest thing. I get
that. That is the dumbest thing ever.
It's the dumbest thing, but that's the reality. That's what they dying on, bro.
They should be investigated then.
They fucking the Knicks out of a good opportunity for us to get a star player.
Saying,
that's
hey,
what
man,
we need.
I want to miss the playoffs, potentially, what, two
for,
more
for
home
a top
games?
Tip for
what, a number 10 pick? Man, stop, bro. In a week draft?
It could be number one. All you need is the odds, right? You never know how it's going to shake.
Yeah, you really
what if Dallas
know.
End up with the number one pick? Yeah, and then
we'd be looking crazy.
That would
be
then,
crazy.
Then Mark Cuban is a fucking genius.
Yeah, then you're going to have people talking about the NBA's rigged.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
Because here's the thing. Like,
it's damn near impossible.
Yeah, you can't reward what they did and allow them to get the number
that's
one.
That's what
pick.
Philly did for about 10 years.
No, nah, but
they really did.
It was top three. But it was different, though. That was different.
That's what I'm saying.
The difference in that.
It's more obvious when it comes down to
the difference in that
make our product bad.
Like you said, the difference in that is we know that he's what they're doing. You can blatantly see it because of the timing. It's one game. It's not a season. Mm-hmm. Philly did it for a season. They just said, Ben, we're going to sit you here. They redshirted Ben
like
Simmons
five,
and Joel
Embiid.
They were just
but
bad,
people
bro.
Adjusted to
no,
it. You people adjusted to it, though. Like, you got betting games and things like that now. Like, you can't. have a team like Dallas just go openly throw a game and have all the like legal betting and things that are going on now. You can't do that. It make the product bad.
But it's still just crazy to me, though. Like I said, you had a 90% chance of winning, making the playoffs when you acquired Kyrie Irving. So I get why people try to blame him, but like I said, I watched him play, and you cannot.
You can't look at this situation and think Kyrie's name is the number one name out of that. Well, like I said, it has to be Luka or Mark Cuban.
It's more. It's more. I mean, I ain't gonna say Luka's not to blame at all. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I still blame the upper brass because y'all the ones that made the move, and it never was a great fit.
It don't even matter.
That move. If I'm in the front office and you like you can get Kyrie Irving and we can make a 15 game run, I would do that though, right?
But they made a 15 game run the wrong direction.
Yeah,
but,
I'm talking to Luka
and Jason Kidd.
That's on Luka.
Because if I'm in the front office and you telling me I can get Kyrie Irving, why would I not do that, bro?
Because your main player, Kyrie Irving, isn't necessarily the best guy to put next to him.
Right.
They don't compliment each other. And I talked about that when the trade happened. The reason why I work with LeBron, and both LeBron and Kyrie are ball dominant, is because LeBron could defer. And LeBron plays defense, so he makes up for Kyrie Irving's lack of. Luka don't play defense. Kyrie don't play defense. So you're not going to get easy buckets. Even with KD, KD gets those tip passes. KD gets those rebounds. KD could get those blocks, right?
Here's why I'm pissed at Jason Kidd then. Stagger the minutes. Like, do something. I got Kyrie Irving and I got Luka. And Shelton talked about it, though.
I'm going to favor. Got rid of all the dogs on the squad.
That's
going to favor Luka in the minutes. So that's cool because he's my franchise guy. But what Kyrie would have to understand is, bro, you're going to play less minutes because if y'all can't play together, I want you on the floor when he's not. It just seemed like the obvious answer.
Right.
And Jason Kidd should be able to figure that out.
Correct. So what are we blaming Luka for?
Not carrying his team. Like, you're 20 years old, you're in your prime, and your team can go to the playoffs.
Like, every year he's
been in the league. We've seen LeBron do a lot more with less.
But LeBron is also different.
Not how they trying to play
him. My thing is that
they trying to paint him as the next.
They
trying to say that, though.
He's supposed to be the white LeBron.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. He's the face of the league. He's the next dude. LeBron would have took his team to the finals.
My thing is this, though. Like, again, what'd you say, 90% chance make the playoff, at least the playoffs?
Yeah. Like, playoffs.
Come on, bro. Like, Kyrie, Luka, it should be no-brainer. Even with Kyrie and LeBron, you ain't have to worry about them making the playoffs. Right. It was all about the other shit. The next
wide
other
open
shit.
Western
Especially if you're coming off a Western Conference final just a season ago with Brunson.
Yeah.
A nigga who no one thought was going to do shit, and now he's a fifth seed in the East, which is now the tougher conference.
And
so it's like
wide open. And ain't even no favorite in the West.
That's
like,
if
we get in as the AC, who's telling who? My thing is this.
Was I expecting the Mavs after this trade to win the West? No. But I didn't have a question in my mind that they were not going to at least make the play-in. Like, was my thing. Like, for them not to do that and then to say purposely we're not doing that?
Yeah.
After making a trade, it makes no fucking sense. Especially not even, at least if it was for a top five protected pick. I get you. The odds are, it's skewed. You can win some. Top 10?
Right, yeah. But like I said, I guess the way I look at it is I put most of that blame, and I put, like I said, most of that blame I'll put on the front office. And I'll put on Luka and Kyrie together, if you want to put a little bit on that. But it's still not a lot for either one of them. And all the reason I say that is because Luka's numbers didn't drop off. He did exactly what he's been doing. Yeah. So I can't really put a lot of blame on him for something he had no control over. Other than the fact
y'all
that
be trying to say some goofy shit with LeBron when it comes to certain niggas, but when we be talking about everybody else, like y'all say everything else.
I feel like if we putting him everything in this place relative. As the face of the league, man, like you at least got to play better.
Get to the fucking playing, bro.
Get to the playoff.
It's the playing.
How is it acceptable?
I don't agree he should be the face of the league at this point.
I mean, but that ain't up to us, though.
Right. But at the same time, I can't say
that. But you know they're promoting him like that. You can't deny that.
Yeah, they put him up there with those guys.
So anyone else promoted like that is going to take a lot of heat if your team not going to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs. You got Jason Kidd, you brought him in. You got Kyrie.
He's accomplished.
You can't make a top 10 seed.
He's accomplished. At this point in time, he's accomplished as less as Trey.
But if I was Mark Cuban, I would go in there on fire.
Luka.
If I was Mark Cuban, everybody should be gone.
I'm saying right now he hasn't made the play-in. At least Trey made the play-in.
Bro, it wasn't nothing. There's nothing.
Trey was two games away from the finals.
It wasn't nothing you'd be able to tell me if I was Mark Cuban. I would Luka. Jason Kidd, Kyrie, anybody can go. Let's just blow the whole thing.
No, sir.
Let's blow the whole thing up, bro. Blow it up.
I ain't saying all that.
Blow it up.
Dallas ain't got shit to blow up but Lucas. But let's stick to motherfuckers who matter right now. They want us to bring up OBJ going to the Ravens. That means nothing to me. And it shouldn't mean nothing to Lamar. I hope he still don't sign with them niggas. But, yeah, Miami versus Atlanta. Who y'all got winning this? It's still a toss-up, basically, even though Atlanta's up by 11.
Y'all don't, none of y'all don't want to touch the OBJ story at all?
Hold on, what is there to talk about?
Did you think
there's a lot to talk about, honestly.
Yeah.
What? How is there a lot to talk about?
Would you go there if you with him?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're the only ones giving me $10 million.
So it's all about the money.
It's all about the money, right?
It ain't nothing to talk about.
Why else are you going to Baltimore?
He got a championship.
Tell me.
He already got a chip.
When?
The Rams.
Oh, tell me, dude, name me five reasons why I should go to Baltimore if I was a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. Even for $18 million, I wouldn't go to Baltimore. I don't even, like, that's crazy.
You don't know who your quarterback going to be.
I wouldn't care.
You don't know what this team is.
They've never had a Pro Bowl receiver. There's so much wrong with that. And I feel like, I thought Odell was playing for legacy, and he's not.
His legacy's already set in stone.
How?
He's the catch. He's the one-handed catch, and he got a ring.
Yeah.
That's how. That's the only thing niggas going to give a fuck about.
He's known by initials, bro. His legacy is intact.
Yeah, he's fine, bro.
If you got initials.
He got a ring, bro. Yeah, he got a ring.
And he earned it. He was about to be mm-hmm. He fuck around could have been Super Bowl MVP if he didn't tear his shit. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Where the hate at? Keep hating.
It is hating. I just
don't see this signing as meaning anything because I think he's over
here. I don't care if I'm getting $20 million if I'm OBJ. I don't want to go play where I'm not sure if Lamar Jackson is going to be my quarterback.
People are saying that they've had conversations.
Yeah, they were on FaceTime.
What does that mean?
The other day.
What does that mean?
It means that Lamar probably saying that worst case scenario, I'll show up week one.
They already talked about what's gonna happen. He already knows. He's not signing there blind. Trust me.
I think it's 70% chance that it was 70% that he signed because the 15 mil is on the table, mm-hmm. and a 30% chance he knew that Lamar's gonna show up.
Yes, they have
as far as how that factor
that plan was laid out when he signed the contract. We looking at it from a blind perspective because we don't know the inner workings because they keep that under wraps. But he knows what the plan is. It's either A or B. Whatever A or B is, he already knows what that is.
What if the plan is just robbing the Ravens? Go ahead and sign with them, bro. They're going to think I'm going to sign. Like, just get your money, bro. If they offer you the most, just go ahead and go there. I ain't coming, but you do
your thing. A lot of niggas sign with a lot of teams just because of that, though.
That could be it.
I'm just asking.
There's a lot you can do with $15 million.
I just don't think nothing what they're doing is, like, no signing Nelson Aguilar, signing a washed OBJ. Like, I'm cool on that.
So they don't, as Lamar, you ain't.
If I'm Lamar, I'm not showing up till week 8
10.
Still.
He ain't got to show up by week 10.
Yeah, I ain't showing up till week 9 then. I'll throw a couple, you know.
You'll get out there and get right.
I'll do some little parking lot drills, you know what I'm saying? But that's about it, nigga.
So I'm when not, you break, huh?
Yeah, nah, because they say I'm injury prone. Shit, let me wait until.
Yeah, that way you get the best part of me.
Y'all say I got a good defense. Y'all got OBJ. Y'all got some nice pieces. The mm-hmm. run game. Y'all say y'all need me. They got, what's his name?
Huntley.
Pro Bowl quarterback.
Snoop Bulldog over there. I don't know what he look like. But
and Cam said he ready.
Cam said he'll play behind Lamar.
Stop. What were you about to say about it before? You good?
I definitely think that is something to talk about because Shelton already hit it all. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the inner workings. And you keep saying that OBJ's over the hill. I don't think he's over the hill. I don't think. Obviously,
how many times he got to bust his kneecap open to see if he ain't over this? How many times you got to bust? One. You got two ACLs, bro.
And he's 30. Like, he's been in the league 10 years.
I still
years.
Don't think it's over. It's I still over. Think he's a serviceable
as
receiver.
A number one?
Oh,
he's number one in Baltimore.
Number one's in the league.
Number one. That's another ring. He's going to be number one in Baltimore, which is another big thing for
and
him.
And this is another half step of Baltimore. All this press been coming out about them not signing good receivers and not having good talent at receiver. Oh, we're going to sign OBJ. Nigga, he old now. Like, that ain't helping me. If I was Lamar, this would add to my case. Not add to the case of me coming in. Like, I don't want no old-ass receiver y'all paying $20 million now.
Man, and that's money that's supposed to be going to me.
That's supposed to be my money. Exactly. If OBJ can get 50 million, y'all paying him $18 million. They get out of here.
They paying OBJ damn near more than half of what they offering him.
He ain't giving him 32 the next season. Like, stop. If I was Lamar, this would add to my case. Maybe that's why he told him to do it. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Sign with him.
Yeah, I was like, get your money, bro. This ain't shit to do with me.
Then I go in there.
I ain't going to be out crazy. I would be there when y'all 3-11. And I would show up by Mr. Digger.
I like their receiving core now.
Why? They got the worst receiving core in the division.
Over the top. Rashad Bateman going to come back. He's a year healthier.
When was the last time Aguilar went over the top?
It's been a minute. But you got OBJ.
You said Aguilar was – never mind. Keep going.
Is Heap coming back? That's the best – Mark Andrews. I'm sorry.
If he ain't come back, it's over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all that matters. I said the only person that's catching
it's Lamar and him.
It's Andrews,
yeah,
right?
Lamar so Andrews.
That's all that matters, bro.
All right.
No, Quinn Snyder looked like he just got
Quinn
out of
the league. Quinn Snyder was sick.
I told you,
he looked like he was partying, bro.
Yeah, drinking.
Like he had been drinking.
Like Miami took a toll on his
legs. He was doing coke in Utah. And now he's drinking in Atlanta.
He looked like he'd been out all night in Miami, bro. Yeah. Like he just at 6 a.m. He was like, you guys ready?
He was definitely at Magic City.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's the white version?
Queens of Diamonds. Diamonds.
Sapphire.
So what's interesting is Jalen Johnson's getting a lot more burned.
He is.
College.
They say he's picked up late, and now he's getting he playing ball now.
Is that who you were talking about? Ooh. Was hooping from the corner?
From who now?
No, Jalen I was saying 41.
41.
41.
Yeah, that's
Miami gonna come back. Sadiq
Bay,
game,
they are Miami
from Detroit.
From Detroit, yeah. He was.
So they got some nice good. AJ Griffin play good on the bench. He's a young guy too. They got some players. Atlanta got
swing.
One more.
I thought he
one
tried.
More.
You go.
One more.
Oh, okay.
they did one more to the rim.
Yeah, I thought he double dribbled. So he did some other shit. He did a bounce he didn't need to do. But who y'all got, bro? Before I'm trying to run through this shit.
It's gonna be Atlanta because Miami doesn't have the firepower to come back.
He said it as Kyle Lowry and drains a three in his eye.
At that moment. But I still don't think they're going to be able to come back from this deficit. I think 10 is too much to come back in 10 minutes, especially when you're letting them do that.
Ooh. I got it. I haven't had a chance to watch them the this version of Miami. I mean, the Hawks under this coach, Snyder. I think Miami's going to come back. Mm-hmm. I think Miami's going to come back and win.
I thought they were, but – I think Trey right now is playing for his career.
What?
Not saying that he's going to be out the league. I'm just saying, like, as far as him being known as Mr. Nigga.
Miami coming back. Like, give me Miami.
Like, Trey being known as Mr. Like, if he don't win this series, like, if he doesn't win this playing game, they trading his ass in the offseason.
I don't think he cares.
Well, they got whoever
I think he cares
because
wherever
he's
going
game.
To, he ain't going to be – it's not going to be built around him.
I think it will. Ooh. It's still lesser teams, lesser than teams.
Here they go.
I feel like Atlanta will take pieces for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Atlanta will take pieces from him, and the team that gives up pieces is willing to make him the superstar. Like Orlando.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a good block.
Orlando or some team like that. The Jazz. Like, team, random-ass teams, he can go there and be the superstar.
Told y'all, here go the comeback right here.
Yeah, they finna beat the Hawks.
If he goes to Orlando, that would be nice. Because they got something over there in Orlando. Yeah, they can sleep
all them tall, lanky players and
stuff.
Nah,
bro, that's clean, bro.
Fine. That's what they call it, jump ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they call it jump ball.
Who you got, Lou?
The Heat.
FIFA, I know this is between your two cities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, my Chicago ain't in it.
Well, the three cities.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Shit, I've been here like more than half my life now, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got the Hawks.
Mm.
I got the Hawks.
Death warrant signed.
That's it. But you, like I said, whoever loses this game will play another game at home. So it's not as much pressure to win tonight for either team.
It is to play the seventh.
Just on the bench.
Yeah, they'll play the winner of the Chicago Toronto game.
No, I'm saying like, but this will be it for the seventh seed,
bro.
The seventh seed is.
Yeah, you win it. You win
no,
tonight, right?
Whoever wins this is in. Whoever loses plays again.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, whoever loses.
Who's
out.
The number two seed in the East? Is that Boston?
Yes.
So whoever wins this is playing Boston.
You
yes.
Make those, bro.
Boston don't want to play Miami. Miami's been rather successful against Boston for the last 2 years.
Shit.
Especially with Kyle Lowry shooting the ball like this.
He got 22.
No way.
Yeah, he does.
Almost 24.
Shit, almost ain't a basket.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, hey, white boy hero. The originator.
That's his first
assist. I thought he broke his ankle.
That's his first assist in the second half.
Let's talk.
Trey.
Damn. Really?
He had six in the first half.
The next game that's coming up tonight, Minnesota at Los Angeles. Let's talk about these Minnesota Timberwolves, bro.
Oh, wow.
Somebody mentioned Free Gobert in the chat. Hey, FIFA, I know you had some thoughts on that fight, nigga.
I just thought that was weak as hell.
Not Rudy?
How you fight with your own teammates like that?
Like
and he calls you a bitch.
In practice, that's one thing. In the game, in front of everybody, that's
and he's a whole other level.
Especially a game like that. Level. Yeah.
And you play the play-in next tomorrow. Like, the next day, you got to play a game that's serious.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all saw it.
And you swing on your teammate. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the effort that Gobert was putting out, though. Them boys getting sick of Gobert. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that his frustration boiling over is what it was, even though he's the one that swung. You know, because Kyle Anderson is a quiet guy. He's laid back, reserved. So the way he was all animated, I'm like, man, they tripping off him because he wasn't playing on defense. He wasn't coming back on D. He was just being kind of lazy, and it was frustrating everybody. So it really showed in Rudy Gobert, man, I think that was the dumbest trade ever in the world anyway.
But that's why he feel like Mr. Nigga. If somebody wants you, bro, they'll do whatever they get to get. Yeah. They gave up 4 first-round picks and threw bread
I'm worth more than KD.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert, like, y'all want
to be here. Like, y'all think, y'all like, Kyle Anderson,
these niggas acting like I ain't supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ugly, man. And that could be worse time.
Kyle Anderson did call him a bitch. So, Bomani made a good point. I was listening to him. He's like, bro, it's only, like, 2 reactions from that. Either I am a bitch and gonna let you call me that, or I'm gonna hit you. So like, if you Kyle Anderson took it there and called him a bitch, so what did he expect?
But you know what though, and I know this is more idealistic than anything, but you wait and you go in that locker room after the game.
That's what I was saying too. I was thinking that too.
You call me a bitch right here on the floor though, bro.
And then you know what? You cuss at him and you get it all out, but like throwing hands in the middle of the game,
you ain't messing up the money. No.
But in that locker room, the moment I get there, hey, what the fuck you call me, dog?
Yeah.
You know, because, bro, you can't that's throw true. Punches. Because
you suspended 2 games.
Yeah.
You ain't messing up the money.
You know what I'm saying? Do that shit in the locker room, bro. Mm-hmm. Where, like, you really can't run
outside.
Now. Yeah.
Outside.
Like, hey, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm gonna say that's easy to say sitting up here, especially if I'm already playing.
Feeling like Mr.
You playing my adrenaline going already.
Think about how many times niggas been called a bitch out there.
Hundreds.
Nah, it ain't too often.
Yeah,
like,
it is. I mean, you think about
your teammate though, right here in the huddle.
But it don't matter. You think about the people that's out there calling names and the things that are said on the back. You play basketball.
So Flavian said that he was mad because he was out there playing with back spasm, and then he got called a bitch. Which is
it's even
kind of
worse.
That back looked fine when you he was running the way out. He punched him. I don't know if you seen him hit him and run.
He put it all in.
Yeah, he put
it
all
that back
way,
in.
It was from here to me to you, and he ran.
He is 7 feet tall too.
Yeah, he got away from that. Now,
to say I'll up. Beat your ass to a 7 foot tall nigga, and you already was 6'9". Like that's like all right, bro. Like.
He French too, ain't he?
Yeah, he French. Yeah.
That's why he tried.
That's why Rudy Gobert felt like they was trying him. He felt like the whole team was trying him. Like yeah, y'all got really all knew, of bro. Y'all got me fucked up. That's what that punch
he
was.
Said, what are you talking about? You French, bro? Like, I know. Trying if to I even was, try me like that.
If I was Ant Edwards, I'm looking at this shit.
Get me
like,
out of here today.
Free Ant. That's
bro.
What
yeah,
bro.
Get me out of here today. I'm not
like,
even going to the play-in. Trade me now.
He must feel like Stewie Griffin amongst the rest
you
of the group. The smartest nigga amongst idiots.
You got Goofy Cat. Yeah. Cat being Goofy.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Like, bro, get me. Like,
I got
I don't
the
know.
Softest 7-foot French nigga playing. Like, get me out of here, bro.
I'm surprised he just didn't do this.
Yeah.
Man, if I was in, I'm like, bro, I'm not passing it to none of these niggas, bro.
He did that the rest of the game, though. He didn't pass it. He won the game
for
them.
Yeah, he won the game for them.
He went off.
Bro, that's the best kept secret in Minnesota right now.
They still saying he like 3 or 4 years away.
Bro. He's a Gobert and Cat away. Get them niggas. Get rid of them. Get some other niggas.
He said it himself. He said it himself. The same thing I said when they made the trade. He said the lane is clogged. It's hard for me to get in there. Because this year he had like no dunks for the first, 2-3 months of the season?
Which is crazy.
No dunks.
The trade is sitting there waiting is trade for him in some type of package. Cool. Getting him back in Atlanta.
Bro, how y'all letting Kyle Lowry do this to y'all?
Cal Lowry getting who back in Atlanta?
He crafted it. See, players like that save it.
I think the play for like Atlanta and Minnesota. That's all. If I'm Minnesota, I want to start like Trae Young. And if I'm Atlanta, I want Anthony Edwards back here with the Hawks. Like, I think that's the play to be made.
Trae Young for Anthony Edwards?
In some type of package if it works.
Well, nah, I don't think Minnesota's doing it, but I feel you from perspective. If I am going to get
too many
off
people
of
shooting the ball,
and Edwards,
the wrong people,
yes,
and Trae Young on the
Trae
block.
Young with two guys like that, you know,
they have permission to shop Trae Young too. Mm-hmm. By the way,
oh really?
Yeah, they gave
the green light.
I would give Minnesota.
Who gave that permission?
The ownership, which is crazy because typically in a scenario like this, right? Like, you know, Trae's been for the most part a problematic star in Atlanta, right? A lot of off the court stuff, teammates and all of that type of stuff. Typically, the organization doesn't put it out there that we're open to shopping. Typically, the star requests a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very interesting that Atlanta's being preemptive
and
trying to control that narrative.
3 years after the Eastern Conference Finals appearance, like FIFO said, two games for being away from the NBA Finals. And now we're talking about Trae Young got to get the fuck up out of here.
And, I mean, shit, they saying the same thing about Luka, too. And he just went there. They say Luka talking about he want, but the difference is Luka, they saying Luka may want out.
Yeah, they say he's very frustrated.
He said he fuck with Dallas.
He said he frustrated.
That's what he said, bro.
But that ain't what he said. That's
not what he said.
Hold on.
That's what he said.
When was the last time you heard him say that?
I ain't hear him say shit.
The last I saw after this Kyrie shit, and it's not Kyrie's fault, by the way, but the last I saw is that he like, nah, bro, this is crazy. I'm done. Well, but I be trying to tell y'all.
He said he been playing. He said he was tired, too. He said I've been playing
That's
basketball.
That's because he out of shape.
He said he been playing basketball for 3 years straight.
Then sit your ass down.
I hate when niggas say shit like that because I'm like, you Hank Hill built motherfucker gonna complain to us talking about this shit like
you don't play basketball.
Like you ain't getting paid millions of dollars to play to not play a game. Matter of fact, because your ass can't even make the play in. And then you want to talk about Dallas? I'll say this though: the barest minimum you can give Mark Cuban is that he at least tries. He at least tries. You can't say that about a couple, a few. Does Jordan try?
With Jordan the try to sell the team. Jordan, try to sell the team. Y'all got $3 billion. Y'all can have this shit.
Well, so according to, I know it's, I just got to say it, but the front office called Trae and assured him there is no merit to any sort of trade rumors at this point. Trying to cover my bases.
They said they did a nudge to Trae. Come on. Yeah. You know,
it's all good, bro. It's all right. Good.
You can't believe everything, right?
But Marty, I know the situations are different, but the fact that two of these guys that were flipped for each other don't even, because they're still in their rookie deals?
Yep.
No. They signed the extensions. Yeah.
Oh. When did that happen?
5 years in. 3 years in.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, shit, never mind. But the fact that they both will be out of a place and both have been to conference finals and now they both won't be with the team.
They're the same player.
Else, it's crazy.
Superstars that don't push the needle.
Yeah, and
could you trade them for each other right now?
No.
Luka's
going to
get way more for
it. Yeah, Trae needs somewhere flashy, somewhere that kind of fits him. Luka needs somewhere like Miami. He needs a culture to kind of work him out and get him into shape and stuff like that. That has a type of seriousness about him.
That's true.
You know, so, but yeah. But Minnesota, LA, that's going to be an interesting game.
You got everybody got Los Angeles win that?
Yes.
LA, Lakers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do not trust the Lakers. I don't care how good
they're
playing, bro.
I got a sneaky suspicion about Minnesota. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm a huge Ant fan.
Maybe tomorrow when they play after they lose.
The dysfunction.
It either kills you or it does some shit like the Raiders. Remember the Raiders? When we thought the Raiders wasn't going to do shit after the whole Henry Ruggs and then the John Gruden, and then all of a sudden they started winning games because it somehow, some way made them stronger.
Because they had a good coach. And then they got Josh McDaniels and they couldn't win games no more.
I'm just saying, though, like it could obviously we're expecting it to be shitty. But
I think the Lakers are in tune. I think that this is going to be a tune-up for them. They're going to beat them handedly, and the Lakers are going to start moving through without injury, if there's no injury, which is hard to say with AD
say about no team
and LeBron.
Who guarded him?
Who was that?
Anthony Edwards. There's only one him on Minnesota.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I can let him get 30. I got LeBron and AD.
You got Ant. Well, it depends on which.
You Ant got LeBron or AD.
It depends on which how Ant feeling tonight. Though,
that's hilarious.
Ant have some of them.
You
games.
Just got.
He can't carry them against LeBron.
Yeah. Sometimes he don't. He don't take charge like
he ain't there he yet.
Yeah.
He ain't to a point yet where I can beat the Lakers in a playing game.
Mm-hmm. There's times
this is like we're only asking for one game though, Lou.
But this is
we ain't asking for a series. I get you. I'm only asking one game.
But Ant Edwards, a great game for Ant is 25 points.
He don't. I think
coming out there scoring 40.
You limited on great game for Ant. Yeah. Ant could drop 40, and I'm like, that's a great game for Ant.
How often does he do that though?
30 plus.
He could drop 40. You saying he can't drop 40 tonight?
I don't think he can.
I don't think
with the whole world watching.
No, I don't think.
No, not
him. I don't think so.
I don't know about that.
I mean, because he don't do it. When's the last time he did?
I don't think he's there yet to play an experience.
Let me see when. And you can correct me, but when's the last time Ant had one of those games?
It ain't about that. I'm asking about
the reason why I say he can't, because it's a primetime game, and I don't think he's that big of a star yet. And on the other side is LeBron James, 3-time champion, and AD, 1-time champion. There's too much riding on them not being the butt of the joke for them to let him go out and get 40.
He's not a star.
Like LeBron, LeBron is going to go over to the bench and coach before Anthony Edwards get 40.
He's not a star yet, but he was the biggest villain in one of the best movies of last year.
2 years from now, that may be possible.
In game 79, Ant had 37.
Who would they play?
The Portland.
LeBron James not letting that happen. I still
he
got
had
faith.
31 against Phoenix.
I still got a little faith in LeBron
through,
James.
Go through him. Go
and
through
that was in March.
I still got a little faith in
the key. The key
he had 1, 2, 3 straight 30-point games.
See, that's the difference right there.
The key for Minnesota will be Cat.
Cat ain't been there all
he
season.
He the one to need 40.
No, but they need him now. They need him now
because if he
to have one
if
of
he
those
got
games.
40, that means Anthony Davis working,
mm-hmm. And he's only had one 40-point game this year.
That game where this last game that was important, the fight game, Cat was killing up until
outside
Ant took over.
True.
Yeah. So actually, Cat carried them to the point, and then Ant took it home. That's how that game kind of went. So without Cat playing,
I don't think
Ant trouble.
I don't think Cat can do that against AD. I think AD is still a
good defender. He
is a good defender, but Cat can bring him away from the basket.
He's a more polished player.
That's the point where Cat will help, because he'll bring AD away from the basket, and he was shooting threes from like
he deep. I just don't think I think the championship experience is going to play in.
But
them niggas ain't on that championship
LeBron
team.
Is, though. Yeah.
And to contradict, what I said, that gives Ant more room, because Cat's gonna bring AD out.
They not ready.
Moving on real quick, we can come back to circle this later. Tomorrow's matchup with Chicago and Toronto, and then OKC and New Orleans. Do y'all even give a
Sleepers.
Fuck about tomorrow's matchup?
They should have played them tonight and then the other ones tomorrow.
They should have switched up.
Nobody's going to watch
at least
those
give
games,
us, like,
bro.
Don't give us 2 primetime games on the first day and then give us shitball games.
That's messed up. Yeah. That was stupid.
OKC and New Orleans is the nightcap? Oh, my God.
With no Zion.
Now they had a good game the other night. And OKC played New Orleans to get in for –
Jockey only you watched that.
I did, and I did watch it.
That's only because you had bets on.
That's
fans.
It. That's the only reason. That's
I
would
only watch for
reason.
SGA.
That's what I was saying. That's why
I
said that.
Missing right now,
bro. Y'all can't let this man do this to y'all.
Kyle Lowry beat you. You deserve to lose.
But it's like I told Ken. The games like this are set for players like Kyle Lowry. They kind of pace themselves all year.
That's crazy to say.
They do. They pace themselves all year.
The championship experience.
Yeah.
Think about that, though.
You talking about championship experience, nigga?
He still got some
Kyle
stuff.
Kyle Lowry make how much money a year?
More than
at least $20 million.
He makes about as much as Brunson.
Hey, but
you said he got to pace himself.
Because
he's a veteran.
Yeah, he's older. He can't do this every night.
I should pace his pay.
He can't do this every night.
What if they pace his pay?
Bruh, stop being Mr. Company Man, bruh. Right wing Lou.
Man makes so much money. How you gonna pace himself?
He the guy that come around and tell it on you when you ain't working at work.
Nah, that ain't that definitely.
Here's the thing: Kyle Lowry is great up until this point. It's 4 minutes left. When they need him, bro.
He ain't doing shit. That's what I was saying.
Well, see, now it should be Jimmy time. It should be Jimmy time, to be honest, right now.
Jimmy go with the high hand.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go. And he blew it.
That's a foul.
He blew the layup.
He thought he was going to get a foul.
How was it day ball?
He thought he was going to get a foul.
Lou, you stupid. I heard what you said.
That's Capella, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the Hawks. No, you got to challenge that. What?
That should be the Hawks ball.
I thought he touched it.
Nah, Kyle Lowry came and knocked it out of his hand. Don't let that boy shoot.
Uh-oh, too late. They be letting any nigga shoot.
Ooh, traveling. Damn.
Interesting. Wow.
That is.
They're trying to start calling that more.
Yeah, I've been
seeing it in games. Like, they call it more than the usual, especially the niggas who try to do that quick step off the three-point arc.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like,
This game going to get real close, and it's going to get real tight.
Atlanta got this. I don't
2 minutes left.
I don't think it's really.
Somebody going to nut up.
Yeah, Atlanta got this, bro.
So, tomorrow, OKC, New Orleans. Give me OKC in that one.
Yeah, that's a wash.
Yeah, give me OKC.
I don't know who the fuck go win that, and I could care less.
What's wrong with Zion?
Brandon Ingram.
Zion's a bust. That's what's wrong with
Zion
him.
Has a hamstring bust. Injury that had
– He got a doctor's
re-injured his hamstring.
He got a doctor's note that says B-U-S-T on it. That's what he diagnosed that.
Dr. Bust Zion.
Dr. Bust.
You a bust.
I feel like it's been 4 years. I feel like it's been way longer than it. We waited on Embiid.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We waited on Embiid for a long time.
Yeah, I thought
nice.
Number 41, balling this game.
Hey, the Hawks look like they're playing like a squad. Like they're connected. But see, here's the thing. Like they're not at that elite level yet. Like a couple plays ago when we saw them move the ball around, it wasn't hot. Like they're still thinking. And it's like once they get to that level where we're not even thinking, the ball's just flowing.
Is this a Julius Randle commercial? What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, they're probably still trying to pick up what you know, Quinn Snyder's installing. So yeah. What's the other game? Toronto.
Toronto, Chicago. I got Toronto.
I'll take Chicago.
Give me Chicago.
What's Chicago's best player name?
Zach LaVine.
Is he playing?
DeMar DeRozan.
LaVine is what I was talking about.
Yeah, he playing.
Is LaVine playing?
Yeah, he'll play.
He playing.
He ain't paid. He gonna play.
You never know with these NBA. You always gotta ask with the NBA.
There's certain ones really that you don't really have to. Like Zach LaVine's gonna play. If he could play, he's gonna
been
play.
Hurt. He ain't got though, shit else
to do. No, I know, but what I'm saying,
I thought he was still hurt. That's what. I ain't questioning his effort, but yeah, I just thought he.
Let's get to the locked up seeds that we already know about. So 1 through 6. Well, as far as the first and second seeds of each playoffs, we're still figuring out who's their 7th and 8th seed. But as far as 3 through 6, we know Philly's going to play Brooklyn. We know Cleveland's going to play New York. Give me Philly and give me, obviously, the Knicks for those series. And then
you said who
the – You're the same dude that said Donovan Mitchell was the best shooting guard in the league, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And he will prove that throughout the series. However, he won't have the best team in that first round. No.
Man, come on.
The best team in that first round between them two is going to be the Knicks.
Okay.
It's going to be 4-2.
It's going to be tough for you.
6-game series, 4-2.
I say the other way around.
Donovan's gonna average 35 points a game.
Nah, you got them twin towers.
Is Julius Randle okay?
Nah, he's a little banged up. He's got a ankle.
He ain't been playing, right?
Nah, he ain't played ever since he messed up his ankle. He been out for 2 weeks. But that gave more minutes to my boy Toppin, Obi-Wan Kenobi
out there.
He been balling too, boy.
He's been hooping.
I've been waiting for this hot take for the playoffs. I knew they was gonna make it. The Knicks got the deepest team in the league right now.
Wowzers.
The Knicks got the deepest team in the league right now.
Wowzers.
Quickly off the bench that can score 30. Now they got the deepest team.
If you go through these rotations, niggas is everywhere, bro. Every quality, too. I'm just saying.
It's at least in the
East.
Are y'all going to win a championship?
We gonna make it to the second round. We make things spicy in the second round.
Knicks will not make it out of the first round.
The thing is, I wish we was the sixth seed. I wanted to be the sixth seed because I wanted us to take out Philly so we can end that noise, and then we won't have to see the Bucks until the conference finals. I don't want to see the Bucks second round.
Yeah,
because I mean that's a wrap. But because Giannis is the best player in the league. But who y'all got? Y'all got Philly and who else? I know y'all not picking the Nets.
Mm-mm. Who's the other matchup?
It's the Knicks and Cavs.
I got Philly. I got Cavs. Give me the Cavs.
Mm. I hate those niggas, bro. I swear.
Yeah, give me the Cavs.
You're going to be the only one, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'm going to bring my Melo jersey that day, too.
I'll bring a Melo jersey.
Go through New York. Go through New York. Go. I know you can't. You hate that you can't watch the the league pass. No, they little half times and shit. Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing. I would say Knick City Dances, but
hey, no, Knick City Dances is bad.
Hey, FIFO, did Lowry pull him down?
Of course.
He ain't hitting nothing.
They hate that dude.
Hey, who was Philly playing the first round?
The Nets. All Brooklyn. The
time. I figured he did. That's what he does. That shit.
Philly should sweep the Nets.
They should.
That should be four.
All right, y'all, watch this Miami run, and then it's gonna be a struggle to close this game out.
It's a 9-point game. Goddamn.
Who just hit that shot?
That should be 4-0.
Hero. Uh-huh. Come on, Jimmy. Jimmy got a score now.
Kyle Lowry pulled down old boy, which called it, gave him extra possession and a foul.
We don't know the playoff matchups between the first and second seed in the West.
Out of time, player. Logo Trey. Nope.
They get lucky with the rebound. We don't know the first two seeds, playoff seeds matchups yet, but we do have Sacramento versus Golden State.
That's gonna be the best.
And Phoenix versus Clippers. I don't think Sacramento versus Golden State is gonna be as good as people think. I hope it is, because I like youth versus, you know, the old guard. Mm-hmm. But this Phoenix Clippers series is going to be crazy. Russ versus KD? Why are we not talking about that again?
Why
would we? Because
Clippers good.
Because obviously, in Ty Lue's rehabilitation program, you get back to your.
And that's why they went and got him. That's why you go get a guy like that. It's for this team right here. You know, I've been listening to a couple people talking about, oh, you know, the trade wasn't good. They gave him too much.
It wasn't good.
It was not a good trade.
It was not
a good trade. This is the play-in, FIFA. This ain't the second round of the playoffs.
I understand. However, some people just haven't lived up to the billing, right? Hunter.
Bro, you about to.
Hunter.
That court almost.
Where is Hunter right now? You know what I'm saying? Like
those two keep the ball out of his hands. He can't get right doing that.
Okay,
that was it. Ball game.
All right. Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, John Collins, ball don't game. Celebrate because you ain't done much of nothing. And once again, you can't because them two, they keep the ball.
But they've gotten some lucky, like, loose.
Yeah, rebounds. Yeah, the rebounds are heavily
in their favor. They were a couple of good times.
That's basketball. Mm-hmm. But, I think Ty Lue got Russ right. Is getting Russ right, bro. I told you, kid, it's my last year with the Clippers.
I know that, but Russ Wright, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody
Russ hasn't been right for
think
a minute.
They got him right.
Russ and Wright don't go together.
And then something happened. So right now he's playing nice. He's playing nicey. But shit, when this game, when KD busting his ass and he take that shit personal.
We ain't got to worry about that. Kawhi going to be like, gone, bro. I got KD. Kawhi is back. We talking about health? Barring health, Kawhi is back. You know what he averaging?
What's
it? He's I think he's shooting at least 50% from the field, 41% from three.
He 50-40-90.
Almost 50-40-90.
87%.
87, yeah. Bomani, I was listening to the same episode.
Shaking bacon, plastic, bro.
I'm telling you, Kawhi is going to make some noise this postseason.
I think that KD is a lot better than Kawhi. So I think that with a much better supporting cast, we should see that go 4-1.
The Clippers have the better supporting cast than the Phoenix gave up their supporting cast.
Is there somebody on the Clippers team that's better than Devin Booker?
No.
Right.
But Devin Booker doesn't show up in the playoffs.
Doesn't show up in the playoffs?
You seen him in the finals. Where did he show up in the finals?
Playoffs, you didn't say finals.
If I got Durant and I got Devin Booker and I got Chris Paul and he stays healthy, I'm not worried about the
Chris
Clippers.
Paul. It's the playoffs. Spike, you cannot rely on Chris
Paul.
Yeah,
about to
first
say.
First round. At least the first round, three games.
He may get the first round, but he's gotten hurt in the first round before.
He has.
I wasn't even thinking about
it. I got
Chris
enough
Paul.
To get past the Clippers. I think that should be like 4-2.
I don't know, bro.
4-2 is what I predicted.
I think, if anything, it's going 7.
No.
Clippers ain't no easy place to go to, bro. That's the LA that you don't want to go. I don't know. This is my last year, Ty Lue. I think they make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Wait.
That's a good matchup.
You say you think the Clippers are going to make it to the conference finals?
Because I think they're going to beat whoever the ones. They're going to beat Denver or whoever else is the AFC. And then they're going to meet possibly. I think they're either going to meet the Lakers or they're going to meet the.
I got the Suns. I think they'll win it. It's going to be a good series. And that KD Kawhi matchup is going to be it. But I think you're only going to get 5 games from Kawhi. What's wrong with Paul George?
He fucked up his ankle, didn't he?
His knee. He hyperextended his leg back so far. Like, he came down. It was bad. It
Nick, was bad. CD said Book had 2 40-point games in the finals. You crazy.
Oh, okay. And, and how many games did they win in that finals? Just 2?
I'm with you on
so
that.
So those are only 2?
Okay. I'm with Nick on that one.
I don't remember a Devin Booker moment at all.
Yeah, that's
in
what's
the
so
playoffs.
Bad about it.
Any playoff, you can name me any playoff game. I'm like, bro, Devin did that. That made nothing.
I feel you, but to say he don't
they
show
went
up
to
in
the finals,
playoffs
though.
Is kind of yeah. crazy.
They went to the finals because of Chris Paul.
That's not true.
I've seen the Phoenix Suns with true. Devin Booker, and they ain't done shit.
You don't
Chris
remember
Paul
what Chris,
carried them?
You don't remember what Chris Paul did to New Orleans, bro? He went damn near perfect from the field.
That was in the first round, though.
No, I don't think it was.
Orleans, the Pelicans couldn't have made it past the first round of the playoffs. It's impossible. Like that.
I'm just saying.
Chris Paul was good, but Devin Booker
carried
them.
I'm saying I have never seen Devin Booker in the playoffs until Chris Paul got there.
That's true.
So, to me, that's Chris Paul's team. Until KD
that's
got there.
That's fair, but Devin Booker's still going to do his job, though.
What is he doing his job?
This is the first. That
he's
was,
been playing better
the last
since
time
KD
that finals run.
There.
That finals run was his first time, and like that was him getting his experience.
KD makes like,
just like
last,
Jason Tatum
last
see,
year.
See, that's the thing, and that's
what
the only thing to be scared of. KD make it to where there's no pressure on Devin Booker because everybody talk about KD, talk about Chris Paul's leadership. Devin Booker's, we forget he's on the team sometimes.
That's
so
the best
all
place
he got
to
do.
To be.
Right. That's for a person like him, that's the best.
He's the second best player on the team. It's Chris Paul's team. That's great.
Yeah. All he got to do is show up.
The main thing I know about him is that he's beefing with Bad Bunny over some white woman.
That's nuts.
And Bad Bunny winning.
Bad Bunny's definitely
Bad
winning.
Bad Bunny,
winning
big right boy.
Bad Bunny
all
winning.
I'm saying is, bro, Devin Booker is irrelevant to me until he shows. When niggas would say he was the best shooting guard, I'm like, bro, what are we talking about?
They don't take away from his
put
basketball.
Donovan Mitchell on this Phoenix
team,
but they ain't running
away
with
his skills, though. They still, I think the Suns will beat them. And then you have the Suns, and
they'll face the first seed. Yeah.
And then
Denver's
they had 47 points to close out the LA, and then he had a triple double versus the Clippers. That's Booker.
We're looking at a Phoenix LA Western Conference.
So what? So what y'all think he gonna average in this Clippers series?
Booker. Devin Booker?
Yeah,
at least 23.
I got him doing 20 anywhere from 26 to 28.
Yeah, I
23 is dumb low to me.
23
as the second scoring option on the team.
Yes, especially if Chris Paul is basically on one leg.
Chris
Paul all he has to do is just set the floor
I
up and run.
I expect 35 from Durant, 18 from Chris Paul, and 23 from
Durant. Will probably be around, 35.
I get 30.
He'll probably
Durant's
be 30
plus, whatever that happens. It could be 30, 40, 50. He's going to get that. Booker is going to be like, if Booker drops, Booker to me would have to average at least 25 for them to win this series in like 5.
He'll do that easy, though.
Why what do y'all expect out of Kawhi?
Acting like niggas ain't locking up. And hey, I'm telling y'all, bro, these Clippers, bro.
What y'all expecting out of Kawhi Leonard?
Huh?
What y'all expecting out of him?
He's going 30 plus.
Nah.
He's going to average that. He's going to average that.
27, 7, and 7.
Bam.
27, 7, and 7?
Yes, exactly.
That's
Kawhi numbers.
Kawhi's going to drop a 30 burger, a 40 burger. A 20 burger.
Nah, because they're not going
to. Well, not a burger. He's going to throw. It's going to be like 30, 40, 20, and then you average out to where it needs to be.
I thought that was crazy, though. I don't know if y'all saw them play the Lakers in that game, though. That last game that they played when him and LeBron played the whole second half. I couldn't believe that both of them was like, I'm not coming out, and I'm not coming out. And they went hands up. Like
it. It's the battle of L.A.
Niggas missed so many games.
Now, AD
season,
was
so.
But the problem was, AD was frustrated. You could tell he throwing his hands like that. He was through. He stopped rebounding. He stopped playing ball. Because
they kept – it was brilliant how they played him. They just double-teamed him as soon as he touched the ball.
Yeah, as soon as he touched he got rid of it.
And they made LeBron do everything.
Well, LeBron was going to do everything. LeBron made LeBron do everything because LeBron was on one. LeBron was like, I'm just me.
I think AD basketball IQ is very low for him to be frustrated in that game.
I think he was more tired.
He was frustrated because – LeBron was getting more shots, but it was because, like you said, it was brilliant on how they were playing him.
They were.
Like, why would you show frustration there? You got the best player in the world on your team, bro. Let him take over. It ain't a frustrating point. And I think that's part of the problem with AD. His basketball IQ ain't just where you want it to be, especially when you're playing with somebody who's such a savant like LeBron. Bro, you got to play off of me.
Yeah.
It's cool for you to go out and get 40, 18, and 30, but when they double team you like you, why would you get frustrated? You got one of the best players ever to defer to.
I can answer that question for you because he's frustrated because while LeBron was out all that time, the team was winning. The team was playing well. The ball was moving. It was fluent. Everything was working right. LeBron comes back. It's a black hole. You got people like Reeves who stepped up. Nobody knew Reeves could play. Reeves was hooping like
tomorrow. 18 a game.
All them boys was playing ball. Everybody knew their role. Everybody made things happen. AD was the centerpiece. LeBron comes back. For a second, AD got his points. But then LeBron started saying, it's my team again. I'm carrying it. And everybody started standing there watching. And that's what happens when you play with LeBron a lot of times. You get caught standing there stuck. And those guys that normally hit big shots can't hit them no more. Normally move with the ball. Like I said, you looked at Reeves. Reeves was getting assists. He was getting rebounds. And he was getting points. He looked like an all-star.
He did. He's been Caruso replacement.
He was on steroids because he was much better than Caruso.
Yeah. He was way better shooter. But I think I like Caruso a little bit more defensively, but he can hold his own.
Man, he do everything, though. It looked like it was his team. Mm-hmm. But when LeBron came back, once again, he was a shell of himself. He was a forgotten man. And the problem, that's frustrating.
The problem with AD and the reason why he's not the player that we wanted to be because that frustrates him.
Yeah.
You can't figure out as a player how to play off of it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to figure that out, bro. For the longest, one of the complaints against him was he didn't know how to play the five. Like, I don't want to play the five. I don't want to play the five. I can't play the five. I can't defend it. It takes too much away from my game. Figure it out, bro.
But he all he had to do was rebound. He should have been rebounds and putbacks in that game, in that just that particular game, and he would have been fine. But he quit doing it.
So everybody got Phoenix, and now I'm the only one with the Clippers in that 4-5. What about the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors?
It's going to be Golden State.
Golden State.
What about you, Ken?
Don't do it, Ken.
Warriors playoff experience, I think, is gonna.
I may have to go with my boy De'Aaron Fox,
I'm proud of my Kings, though, because they showed up this year.
Fuck it, give me the Kings.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
They showed
up. We in the foxhole.
But I ain't gonna lie. I was listening to Draymond's podcast. He sounds ready, and he sounds like he's not concerned.
Clay Thompson.
Yeah, he ain't never concerned because he ain't never got to do the heavy lifting.
He gonna score 9 points.
Yeah. His point total is easy.
Whole career high nine.
Over under 10. It's
easy to get
height.
You got to go 7 points. I got to score 7. I'm good.
Hey, I got to get these 3 rebounds to keep my average up.
He gonna get that single.
No, Clay Thompson been hooping though.
Yeah, well, Clay, that last. I'm only talking about this last game because that's what I just saw last. But Clay had like 17 points in the first quarter. Clay can shoot, man. Clay, I remember we counted Clay out. Well, not we. Some people counted Clay out at one point.
Who you calling out, nigga? Me. Say your name.
I thought he got old.
A lot of people did.
I said he was old. I thought he was old. I ain't gonna lie.
I can't remember. Who
I know. I said he. I said Clay.
I thought it was over for him. But he been hooping and he been playing defense.
I don't know what this play gonna look like in this series.
Most importantly, he been playing defense way better than he was in the middle of the season.
That's true.
I can put him on De'Aaron Fox and slow him down.
Ain't no slowing down De'Aaron Fox. He ain't that good.
That's not the match.
4-1,
huh?
4-1.
4-1. Go to State.
Yes.
Oh, hell nah.
4-1.
I'm going to tell you like this,
Lou. We ain't even got a fly to the game. We can take a bus. 4-1.
I'm going to tell you like this, Lou.
I can see that.
4-2 sack.
Damn.
4-2 sack town. And they going to be the most. They going to be the most.
You know what?
They going to be the grilliest.
It ain't no way.
If disrespectful.
You know who's disrespecting FIFA before I head out of here? Sacramento Kings. All right.
No.
All year, Ken, they've been busting their ass.
You've been disrespecting like Chef Curry ever since you've been on this.
This ain't got nothing to do with Curry. I'm talking about
it. Sound like, since you've it sounds like a lot podcast. To do with
they happy team. That, I think Curry's going to ball out this season.
That Wiggins coming back.
Well, we got to see what Wiggins going to be, man. He needed two, three games. Yeah. He needed a couple games. And
he ain't playing in, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
You saying he'll be all right? Come on. I would like to think. And you're going to intense playoff basketball?
You'll be all right.
Who he checking? Herder? Like, what I got to do? Stand out at the 3-point line and throw my hand up?
You
like,
saying that about Sacktown? You don't know what.
Everybody got Boston checking. Versus the Hawks?
Yes. I think I got Boston going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Since they secured their spot?
Mm-hmm. Who you have beating Boston?
You said the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll play the Hawks. And then they'll have to play the 3-6.
Damn,
sir. Nah, they going to lose the. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
They still could lose to Philly.
I don't see them losing to Philly.
They could.
Jaylen Brown Jaylen Brown, this is last year in Boston. He want to go out on a good note. Mm.
So the Heat will play the winner of the Raptors.
Bulls.
And Bulls. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably win that.
So we got
Heat. They'll face Milwaukee.
Heat Bulls.
They'll play better.
Yeah.
Heat Bulls, Raptors mm-hmm. out.
That's crazy. The Hawks in the fucking playoffs, bro. And if the Lakers win, they're in the playoffs after the season they had. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Lakers started 2-10. Mm-hmm. 2-10.
Well, you know, we can contribute it all to LeBron's injury.
Yeah, and AD missed a lot of the season. And AD came mm-hmm. back, and really, I mean, it's the roster turnover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If LeBron had never been hurt, this team would not be in this play. Yep. LeBron being hurt made everybody else step up, and it made them play like a team. Like I said, they played basketball for a change. It wasn't just standing around watching stuff.
Well, they weren't that great when AD came back, but I think they really – I think Ham did a good job of coaching and getting AD up to the point where he needed to take over. So, anyway, but Jimmy.
I think Darvin Ham is probably the only coach that could whoop his team's ass. Like, that's one dude I wouldn't want to fight.
He can't. You notice we ain't hear shit from Westbrook.
He can whoop Bron.
We heard all kind of shit last year, but Westbrook, we ain't heard shit.
He say nothing, did he?
Westbrook ain't saying nothing with Ty Lue either.
Well, that's because he already been trained.
And he messed with Paul George, so he's probably doing that out of respect for his homie for now.
You said for now.
Yep. But,
Damn, yeah. So y'all don't got Philly going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't know,
this is,
man.
I mean, this is their last year. They don't go this year. They ain't never going.
Yeah, they're not. Because they got to pay James Harden crazy. Next year.
If Embiid wins MVP, which I think we're all assuming he will, he still can't get out the second round, that's fucking insane.
It is.
Yeah, Pelicans 3-16 last year. That's crazy. Damn.
What was that?
Dream of Waters. The Pelicans were 3-16, and they made the playoffs last year. Mm. Insane. But
how long has Embiid been in the league?
Since 2018?
Probably yeah. 7 years now.
Like I said, they had a redshirt year his first year.
I mean, I ain't never really had no help to get past the second round.
Bro, chill out. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Ben Simmons is the nigga y'all give.
That's not the help that I'm talking about. He had Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris. How much more do you need to get out the I'm asking you to get out the second round. I ain't even. Boston went with Smart, Brown, Tatum, Al Horford, who's 99 years old.
He lost to the best player in the league.
Kawhi went with Van
Vliet. Seven games on a Hail Mary shot.
And they had a better squad.
But they, I mean, it was luck that they lost.
Kyle Lowry.
It ain't luck if it's seven games. We got hit that for shot a reason.
Went off the rim, hit the sky.
That was the last. That was. Board, I'm saying it was. That was game seven. They could have won it in other games, bro. It don't have to get to seven for me to be like, oh yeah, that was luck. Nah, they beat you.
I feel like he got one bad break. That was his year. This year, I wouldn't judge him if he lost to Boston because they that good. Boston is that good.
Nah,
and they got
me.
The experience.
Not to me. Not why this are they year. Not? They're not better than Milwaukee.
But we talking about Philly though. If Philly and Boston play, they better than Philly.
They're better than Milwaukee. They're just not better than Milwaukee.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying from the fact of like this is Embiid's last year. Just like Trey, like I was telling you, like if Trey got kicked out, if they lost to the Heat, Trey's getting traded.
Bro, but if I'm Embiid, I can go out there and score 50 a game and I gotta depend on a nigga like Tobias Harris to help me win, then what am I supposed to do?
But you ain't never been out the second round.
Y'all gave me James Harden, Tobias Harris, and God knows, and Maxi. Like, bro, come on. Like, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are here.
Marcus Smart.
You go to Milwaukee, and you got the best defensive player probably in the Eastern Conference, and you got Giannis, and you got Lopez.
You could have picked
if I'm Embiid, I'm looking
anybody
like, bro,
got,
giving me no
anybody could have got Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez in the last 5 8 years.
I'm talking about Boston. Boston is loaded. Baka Bryant coming off the bench.
No, I'm talking about
Boston got a lot of folks. You talking about
Milwaukee point guard.
Oh, you're talking about Drew Holiday.
They got the best defensive player in the East. If I'm Embiid, I'm like, bro, y'all ain't giving me no help.
You can't say
get Trae Young in here.
The number two seed in the East, bro. You can't say me.
Because I carried y'all. I mean, number three seed. Just came out here and said it. He scored half our points in the last game. This first man of gotta all, be the MVP.
Don't bring up Doc as a credible source.
If I'm Embiid, if I don't make it past the second round this year, it's on Philly, not me.
Oh, okay. We can't do that.
Is it that easy to make a conference finals as we it's make it not. Sound?
I agree. Jimmy Butler has been the one.
Dream of what I agree.
Giannis has been the one. Boston has been a few.
Tatum and Brown Trey. Have been the one.
Trey the Young Hawks have been, the one.
That's it, though. In his era, in Embiid era, that's it.
Is it that easy to make a conference final?
It's not.
No. That's what I'm asking. If not you, who's been there.
If you were, no, I'm just saying, like.
Especially in the East.
I'm saying he could at least. They lost to the Hawks, bro, with Trey Young? That should have. They should have went to the Eastern Conference final that year. I'm just saying, like, they've had their opportunities to get there. It's not like I'm just saying, like, oh, they never, like, it's just like, when Barkley ran up against all these other niggas.
If I was Embiid and they ran up to me in the front office talking about that and he said, man, you lost to the Hawks. I'm going to say, bro, y'all had Ben Simmons as my second best player.
The layup.
You got a man that won't even shoot a layup in an important playoff basketball game against a 6-foot mixed guard who he's supposed to be dunking on.
What was it? Was you complaining when y'all was up 3-2 or 2-1 in that series?
I still had Ben Simmons on my team, though.
I'm just saying, bro. We come up with excuses when everything's but already laid out.
You expect me to carry Ben Simmons.
That was the turning point.
Yeah, this dude.
It was a turning point for Ben Simmons, not for Philly.
Yeah, Embiid.
For that whole franchise. They had to trade this man after
probably,
that, bro.
Embiid was probably complaining like, man, this is not that dude. I play basketball with good players. He not good. All year they're like, trust the process.
I can't give y'all that because it's like, did we not know Ben Simmons couldn't shoot when he came out the draft?
Yeah.
Was Ben Simmons not the same?
That ain't Embiid's fault, though.
How many times was I screaming? That's not Embiid's fault.
But, Nick, we're not even talking about a jump shot. We're talking about a dunk over a 6-foot guard that wasn't going to even jump. And you pass it off.
At the very least, you should have hurt him. By putting your nuts in his face when you dunked on him.
That changed.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I was just asking. Like, we just make it. Oh, you got to get to the second round. I mean, this is the conference finals.
Well, to me, there's some weight to it based off of how good you are.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
You're an MVP candidate. You should be making it to the
second round. And my thing is, I mean, shit, Jokic's only been the one, I believe. But my thing is that I'm with you. I'm like, bro, I don't care if you get exit out of the second round. What difference does it make? So I'm with him. I think he should go to the conference finals as well, at least.
Yeah, but so I don't disagree. But I also agree with Lou where the help hasn't been as adequate as some of his counterparts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, James Harden is arguably the best teammate that he's had, but we're not talking peak James. Yeah,
we're talking about old James.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Embiid is the best player in that situation. You know, so.
Yep.
I guess. Yeah, I got to head up out of here, though. Yeah. All
right. I'm going to read some of these super chats. So I missed Oblivion super chat last week's, but I think it is this one about the Warriors. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. I just had it. Oh, I think this is it. With the small amount of time KD has been with the Suns and the playoffs starting next week, do you think they can pull it off? So you let me know if that was the one.
Yes.
Yeah, if anybody going to do it, they could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
KD's a seamless fit no matter where.
This may finally be the time that Chris Paul gets to put it all together. So, yeah. KD having a piece like Chris Paul and the very little mention of Ayton. I don't think KD ever played with a center. That was like that good.
He's fit right in with that team seamlessly. I was curious to see Ayton's production. How would it drop off, if any, and how he would respond to that? But I think it's like 2 points maybe, because I think he went from, but you know, around 20 a game to anywhere from 16 to 18. Still grabbing boards and stuff like that. I don't know if they can. But I think that when I look at the West, who could theoretically beat them? The Warriors, because I think it would take experience. I think they could beat Denver.
Yes.
And anybody else. I think the Warriors are the only team that could probably take them out. Rob Costa, Luka Doncic missed the play-in, and a lot of laughing emojis. I think Luka's getting off easy. I think that Kyrie is a black shield for him right now. And that it's easy to talk about Kyrie because he's a name. Mm-hmm. He's been very controversial, and it fell apart when he got there. But Luka was still playing. I clearly remember Mark Cuban and Jason Kidd saying flat out, this is Luka's team. Mm-hmm. And whenever these things happen, we always look at who's the guy, and it's Luka. And if Luka should not have let his team fall apart like that. And I know he was hurt here and there as well, but this is not on Kyrie. They were playing fine. We need to have them. And I'm with you, Shelton. They gave up pieces to get rid of. They gave up key pieces that they need, but they lost a lot of close games too.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it. So we've always criticized every single star, and we looked at every single star. This man went to the fucking conference finals last year.
By himself.
Come on, man.
You add Kyrie, he should be able to perform, and I agree with you, Ken. Like, a lot of people have looked over, like, this is Luka's team in his prime, and you just went to the Western Conference Finals last year. There's no excuse on your end. Like, before we even talk about Kyrie, you're the person that's supposed to be leading this team to prominence.
Yeah, you're sitting there moping and whining. Yeah. They ask you about Jalen Brunson. You be like, we miss him a lot. Okay, well, shit. I know that was a messy situation, yeah, according to Cuban. But I remember we were talking about Jalen Brunson. I was like, Jalen Brunson at times was doing more for the Mavs than Luka was in key stretches. So I don't know. He was moping and whining, bro. So and here we are. So I don't know. I think he's getting off easy. They wanted to crown him.
Crown his ass. Mm-hmm.
And now look at him. So, Tracy G, shout out to FIFA for letting us know. Secession picks up after episode 6 because I gave up after 4.
It's, I said that.
I think I said it, but you doing that.
I'm sorry.
Got it. Okay. Is Rudy a victim of media bullying? Let me say something.
Rudy?
Rudy Gobert.
Gobert. Oh.
No. I don't think he is. I see where you're going. But what I will say is we also got to remember Rudy Gobert is the first motherfucker that Rudy Gobert shut down COVID.
He did.
He shut down the world because of that shit he did with COVID. He sure did. He's always doing like goofy little shit like
too
that.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah, too much. He be doing too much. So he brings it on himself.
Right.
I agree.
He fucks around, so he always find out.
They got two of the five members of the all goofy team on the same team.
Yeah, so. And the cat. Yeah, playing around with that and touching mics and stuff when everybody was, you know, concerned about this stuff. Come on, man. Nah, bro.
I agree.
And then he just punched somebody, so that's not.
It's almost like he go looking for it.
Yep, so he did that to himself this time.
Come here, cat.
Man, do not get his ball to
he
LeBron.
Piss on cat.
Do not get his, let Ant do his work. LeBron, you become the Robin, bro. Tracy G, where will Ame be next season? Detroit or where?
If he's smart, he go to Detroit. They get their first pick. They got Cade. They get Obenwamba or whatever his name is. I can't never pronounce it.
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. they got a strong young nucleus. Mm. And what he did with Boston and how he was able to correct that path, even though they really seemed like didn't mess with him at the beginning of the season, but he was able to get them to buy in. If he can go to Detroit and do that with young guys, sky's the limit for them.
MA in Detroit would be nice. They're still really, really fucking young.
Yeah.
So I think they would have to be patient with him. Were they patient with Dwayne Casey? It seemed like
he was there for a minute. No, he was there
for a minute.
Dwayne Casey was there for what, 5 seasons?
A lot of different rosters though, right? Like he had a bad team and
he's part of a rebuild and that's what happens. And
he was there for what?
He knew that. Yeah.
And this is the reason why I say like, when Dwayne Casey got hired, like, he's not going to be the team to win the championship with them. You know, like, you have coaches that excel in certain situations. The reason why Dwayne Casey's moving to a front office job is because he's already set that franchise in a very positive direction with the professionalism and all that. Like, we could tell that the way that this organization is ran now is completely different before he got there. So this is still part of the plan, is just we're removing you from coach. Because all you're doing is fucking up his record as a coach.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. And, yeah, it's not like he has moved to the front office. So I think that that told me something.
Yeah, he was there from 18 to 23, so 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Yeah, you're right. He's the transition guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jaylen Brown, Tracy G. Jaylen Brown to Portland, hearing the rumors.
For who? Would it be for Dame? Because Dame wants out.
Nah, it's contract up. They talking about just signing him straight up.
Dame wants out, and I doubt.
Dame ain't going nowhere.
Dame wants out now.
Yeah, Dame said
it. He said Dame's it.
On. Oh, he finally said it?
Yeah. He's not as that direct, but he's direct. He's direct for Dame.
When y'all see that? When did he say that?
He had posted something on social media.
But he said it not.
He said not competing or something like that is like I'm not signing up for that or whatever.
Right.
I heard him on Dan Patrick maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, he basically said he needed to be somewhere. He wants a championship at this point.
Finally, God damn, bro.
And nobody's going to Portland, even though Portland's a beautiful city.
What if they get the number one draft pick?
It's impossible. But yeah. If they did, should he stay?
He still wouldn't stay because that once again he's not interested in the rebuild.
He's playing with a once in a lifetime generational challenge like Victor.
Still takes time.
About to run these boys out of the building.
Yeah, sure. but having a dude like Dame, I think expedites the time. I still think it takes about 2 seasons though, at minimum, at minimum. You know, because Webby just got to get used to.
And now he hurt.
Yeah, right. That's the end of AD.
Look at it.
He still ain't got up yet.
I think the Lakers are getting into a groove. This is early play-in things and stuff like that.
Oh.
You know, but they better get it together. And I think at some point Minnesota will start faltering. But right now it's not looking good. They bricking everything.
They just taking crazy shots.
Mm-hmm.
About time LeBron passed the ball.
Yeah, he's been taking bad shots.
And then those guys, like I said, these dudes just be fumbling and bumbling when he out there with them. I don't know what happens to his teammates.
Get him. Man. Yeah, Ant need to get out of Portland, bro. I mean, Minnesota.
LeBron James.
Man, he's so good. All right. Oblivion. The Warriors are going to lose, and I'm cool with that. They won last year. Curry got his fourth ring and finals MVP. I'm good. Man, the Warriors, it's got to be the scariest team over there, bro.
Man, somebody need to go take Clay's phone. Clay be talking so much. Clay talks so much shit. Clay said, well, you know, he always in somebody's face telling him he got 4 championships. He said something the other day about this being easy.
I think I may have seen what you were talking about.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Because somebody said didn't one of them say they don't want to play us or something like that. I think I'm slow flow. While you look that up, I'm going to go to the next one. Uh-huh. Cavs versus Knicks is going to be a banger. Cavs in 7. So, Oblivion. Dwayne Haskins had news. What happened with Dwayne Haskins?
I don't know. I saw him in the headline.
They're saying that he was drugged. They drugged him to set him up to rob him. His wife filed suit against these people for trying to drug him and blackmail him and rob him.
Wow.
And also against the truck driver who hit him for negligence. Rest
and
in
he
peace.
Didn't even have that much money yet. Like he ain't did he get no drunk? Bread. Yeah, but
he had that first round money. He still had some money.
He had a couple
more. Yeah, but it ain't law money.
It said he was drugged on the night of his death as part of an alleged blackmail and robbery conspiracy.
Mm.
4 individuals, 2 restaurants, and a golf driving range, and a hotel. He's suing 4 people, 2 restaurants, a golfing range, and a hotel.
His wife is suing everybody along the way. Wherever he went that night, she's suing him.
That's crazy, man. That's sad.
It is. It really, really is.
Hawks fans, would you rather play Milwaukee or Boston? I guess it don't matter now because they got Boston. This is like pick your poison. If I was a Hawks fan, I would want Milwaukee because I don't think they won a game against Boston this year. So, try to get some get back.
Mm-hmm.
Whose legacy improves the most winning the chip? This is from Ghostman.
Whose legacy?
Who's what?
Yeah, whose legacy improves the most winning a chip this year?
Joel Embiid. If Joel Embiid can get it done, that would mean a ton to what he's trying to do, especially if he wins MVP this year. That's one of the biggest questions about him is winning, and like we talk about all the time, getting to the finals. So if Joel Embiid wins it all, I mean, these other guys have already done it. So we know what Giannis is. We know what the Stephs are. Joker would mean a lot too as well. But for me, it's Joel Embiid because it's his time.
For me, it's Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. If they win this early, having the experience that they have before, you're talking about them guys, if they stay together, being able to make a real run at like the LeBron James 4, like Steph if he get 5. Like you're talking about a lot of championships if they're able to get one this early. Him being what, 24, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jaylen Brown and Jason.
To me, I think it's Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, that run that he had with Toronto was nice. But there's an asterisk. Both KD and Klay got hurt in that series. If one of them wasn't hurt, it's hard to say that if they would really win that championship. And, you know, his time with the Clippers has been very up and down. I think it kind of re-solidifies him as one of the best in the game. Because I feel like Joel, Joker, some of these other guys you named, they still got time. Kawhi's run is like, his window's now.
Chris Paul for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Chris Paul for me, man. Can you imagine Chris Paul get a ring,
changes
bro?
Everything. Changes everything for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's a good one, Kev. Ooh, good luck. You got up and under that.
Yeah, they still, Lakers still, I don't know if they were ready for the intensity that the Timberwolves have. Timberwolves playing like they really try and think they can win, believe they can win this game. And Cat coming back is going to be a big asset for them. They don't really need Gobert. Gobert probably, him off the floor may help.
Wait, yeah, it might help them out.
Just three more. The Celtics, JB, and Jason Tatum duo is what we hope the Clippers, Kawhi, and PG duo would have turned into. From Mellow Kid to one, yeah. That's a
fair
that's
assessment.
That's actually a really good point.
That is a fair assessment.
Just saw a tweet from BSO that Zion is physically fine but mentally wrecked because of social media. This is why he isn't playing. Y'all heard this? Now, that's the crazy problem I have with that is that you saw that with Black Sports Online.
BSO.
Yeah. I think I've actually talked to that guy before. I think we were going to probably work on something together. I can't remember. But, yeah. Anyway. So, I would take that news with a grain of salt. Yeah. He at one point was, BSO was like on his way. And I don't know, man. He just started chasing clicks and ad revenue. And he just started doing all kind of shit. Like, Black Sports Online really had a good future ahead of them. But, yeah, I don't know about that one, bro. If Zion, I don't think, especially social media of all things, hell no. But I have to look into that.
I'd be highly upset if I were the Pelicans and I were paying him that much money. He's telling me that it's his mental mind state because of social media. Bro, if you don't.
I didn't even know he was on social
media.
Get
the hell out
of
town. Right. I ain't never seen you on social media.
So, yeah, that would be interesting. So,
facts.
I just would love to see him on the court, man, and see him getting. Able to play the game, man.
The crazy thing is, his team has been competing. Mm-hmm. It would be wonderful to see him in one of these playoff games,
right,
bro.
And he fit in with this team. A lot of players can come in and not change the dynamics of what's going on. He's one of those players who can come in, and it wouldn't disrupt the flow of Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum and these other guys.
It adds to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it immediately. Immediately. And we've seen it happen.
Shots,
so,
everything. Yeah. Right. Let me ask y'all, do you think that the change in the CBA of minimum games to earn like yearly awards, you think that's going to change anything?
Nope.
Not really. As a matter of fact, it makes it worse to me because
I think you're just going to see in lesser tier players get awards because the higher tier players that already have their money set that don't have to worry about playing the 65 games, I don't care. Like and I know it determines getting a max contract, but if I got my max contract the previous year, I'm good. I ain't playing 65 games, bro.
That's it. Yeah, and I'm interested to see how they do it around the rules, because sometimes people are gonna get hurt. It's gonna happen. But as far as like this load management stuff,
the NBA has to take into account that they're dealing with a new generation of players, and pride don't got a lot to do. Mm-mm. Like the previous generation, when you're talking about Jordan and the players that we admire, pride had a lot to do with it. Like, they wanted to play 82 games. Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because the money isn't what it is now.
Right.
And I think that if you sit out and you don't have an injury, you forfeit your game check.
But how are they going to determine that, though? That's the problem. People say, I got a migraine. I can't play tonight. You can't test me for that, you know?
So, yeah, so Zion mentally is on ESPN, but the framing of that story, it doesn't say anything about mental health. He did say that when he picks up his phone, it's just watching TV. He did mention that no matter what it is, I can't really escape what the world's opinion thinks, what people's opinions are. But, you know, I don't see anything about social media, so he's adding on to that. But he said, yeah, there's hesitation when he makes certain moves and the team's in a playoff run mm-hmm. and those certain things that he doesn't feel right about getting out there. So,
feel sorry for him for that, though. Like, that's what you get paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, Zion, invest in your body, bro. Invest in your body. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it needs the rest of his mind.
Right.
But get some better help, bro.
That too. That's right. Some better help.
That too.
Sign up for the better help.
Yeah, better sign up for some better help, bro. That but, I think the thing is that this is just kind of like the age that we are in. So, this happened with Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
Who else went through some mental health issues? DeRozan.
Yeah.
And it was somebody else. So he's just adding to it.
Ben Simmons
did the same shit.
Constantly going through.
So my thing is, do you want to get so White?
That's my favorite guy.
Me too.
Royce White was my guy. I hate that.
So yeah, so I guess this is the thing, bro. It's dope that they feel open and honest to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
but don't hide behind it.
Yeah. Right.
That's all my thing is saying. Anyway. Look at Embiid's numbers that series. He was very mid. I don't know what series. Oh, the Hawks. Mm-hmm. And last one that I see here, who is considered better, Barkley or Malone?
Barkley.
Barkley.
I didn't know. Malone's more successful. Stop it. He ain't what he asked you. He said, who's better?
Oh, who's better, player?
Yes.
Yeah, Barkley. Thank you.
Barkley had more skill sets.
Barkley's my favorite player coming up.
I thought you were saying, like, who had the better career?
Nah, Barkley was that guy. Malone got on my fucking nerves, bro.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him.
And it was like, it didn't look like he was supposed to be good, but he had an elbow jumper, man, every single
And Stockton was setting up so well, bro. Like, all you got to do is just put the ball up.
Pick and pop, and he just did shoot.
And that thing was nothing but net.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I
couldn't stand him.
I hated him.
Yeah, you thought that good, man.
I hated him.
But Barkley, couldn't nobody mess with
that
Barkley.
That year that he played for Phoenix and they went to the finals, that was some of the best basketball.
Nah, I ain't like that Barkley. I like the Sixers Barkley.
That was my favorite.
Because I was rooting for Jordan.
I had all three jerseys. I had the purple jersey, the white one, the black. I love
I ain't that. Like Dan Marley. And I like
Danny Ainge, Marley, yeah, Kevin them guys, Johnson, I was,
yeah.
Dumas, Ooh, Oliver
man, y'all
Miller.
Y'all remember KJ dunking on? Who did he dunk on?
We don't remember that.
Ken don't remember that.
Woo!
And hug up
Tom Chambers. Hey, Phoenix done had some of the best. Tom Chambers dunked on somebody. I can't remember who. That was back in the day.
Tom Chambers caught bodies, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, that was the last one.
Man, I want to give a shout out to Trace Thompson, Clay Thompson's brother. He's the starting center fielder for the Dodgers, man. He's playing good.
Oh, yeah, the season. Trace Thompson, yeah.
Yeah, Trace is having a good start to his season. He started out hot. He was leading the league. He had 3 home runs first, but now, you know, he's kind of tailing off, but hopefully he'll pick it back up.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani is doing miraculous things, and he's going to be the first $600 million man in the MLB.
Yeah, which is crazy. But
just got another strikeout, too.
But yeah, that's the playoff preview. We'll definitely be covering these throughout the playoffs. So it's a lot of games. Y'all know how the first round go. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna stretch this thing out for a month. So we're not gonna be missing anything. But we appreciate you guys coming through to kick it with us, and we'll catch you guys next time. We are out. Peace.